Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Du lyssnar på Dekonstruktiv kritiks julkalender. Jag är Aron Flam. Idag ska vi se vem eller vad som döljer sig bakom lucka nummer 2. Nej, men är det en fryntlig neuropsykofarmakolog från England på besök i Dekonstruktiv kritik? Ja, det är det.
So there were a few things I would like to ask you. First of all, this trial with psilocybin, you were one, your research group, right?
Yeah.
Was one of the first in the world to do brain imaging on people high on magic mushrooms.
I think we were the first people to do brain imaging on the effects of magic mushrooms, that's right. Yes.
When you introduced these results, you said this is for neuropsychiatry what the Higgs boson is to physics.
So actually that was in relation to the LSD. We were absolutely the first people ever to do brain imaging with LSD, which is sad really, because we've had brain imaging techniques for nearly 30 years, but the regulations that control these drugs are so oppressive that no one could break through them. But we decided we had to do it, so we did it. And I think that's true. I mean, I would defend myself in saying that people spent 50 years looking for the Higgs boson, and they spent 50 years looking to understand what LSD does in the brain. And now we've revealed it, and we've revealed remarkable findings. We can now explain why people get hallucinations, why we can explain how people get this sense of what we call ego disillusion, that they don't feel part of their body, they feel as though their bodies... You know, we can actually point to the circuits of the brain which are responsible for these altered states. And this is a remarkable discovery.
When you're describing fear of dying, the depression and the OCD, you're actually sort of describing the trifecta that makes up my personality. And I've been self-medicating since I was 16, so...
Really? Has it helped? Do you find it helpful?
The psilocybin, absolutely, and the LSD too, absolutely. The other drugs that have come across my tabletop in the course of my life as a stand-up comedian, where you encounter quite a few recreational drugs, haven't really helped me, but I've had a great deal of fun.
I think that's the really important point you make. And this is such a fundamental point, that psychedelic drugs are about changing people for the better. They're not about having fun. But they've got labelled as recreational, which is wrong. You know, they're transformational, not recreational. And that's why they were banned. LSD was banned because it's changed the way young American men were voting. They were voting against war, and they were voting for peace. And the American society could not cope with that at the time because they were fighting the Vietnam War.
I usually say that I was born the day I took LSD. I was 16.
So. That's interesting. Yeah, that's
because
good.
I think it changed my personality for the better. It made me a more empathic person, a more understanding person.
It's interesting. So we have shown that when you give LSD to people in a brain scanner, 3 weeks later, they've got positive personality changes. They're not even seeking it. They're just being a subject. But yet it does change the brain to make people more open and more optimistic. And that's why it was banned, because it was changing the way Americans thought about life. And they could see that bombing Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam was a kind of pointless thing to do. There's got to be better ways. And of course, you know, we still haven't learned the lesson. The campaign against the nuclear bomb, the campaign against the war in Vietnam, was to some extent fueled by people who took psychedelics, LSD. And I think, you know, maybe, rather than drop bombs in Syria, maybe we should use psychedelics to try to change the way people think and come to maybe more rational solutions, because certainly blowing people up hasn't really worked.
But LSD was developed sort of to be used in war, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No, so the history of LSD was discovered completely accidentally. It was the guy, Albert Hofmann, he was trying to find a better treatment for migraine. And he was working on a migraine substance called ergotamine, which we still use for migraine today. And he was trying to make a longer-acting version, and he changed the molecule, and he made LSD. And he accidentally took it, because he was, in those days, there wasn't very automated processes. You had to suck up solutions of drugs to pipette them. And he accidentally took it, and had this profound change of state. His mind changed. He describes his 30-minute cycle home as if it took 7 hours, and music became more meaningful and colours changed. So he realised that he'd taken something that changed his brain. And for the first 4 or 5 years, in the late 40s, early 50s, it was being used experimentally as a therapy for psychiatry, but also to model aspects of psychiatric illness, because some of the experiences are a bit like the hallucinations that some people get in mental illness.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Honest. But it was later
like
then.
Like a psychomimetic, they wanted to know if...
That's right, exactly. So it used to be, I've met old psychiatrists who were given LSD the first day they started by their boss, who said, right, if you're going to talk to patients who've got strange things going on in their brain, you're going to have an experience. And many of them say it was a profound and very positive experience, because they, for the first time, they'd gone from being an analytical doctor to being someone that could realize that the brain is capable of almost anything. But the problem with LSD came when the Americans, and almost certainly the Russians, the Secret Service started to see if they could use it for brainwashing. And this was the American program called MK Ultra, which unfortunately and strangely, most of the papers on it have disappeared. We don't know why that would have been. And they were trying to brainwash. They thought that you could use psychedelics and then kind of in high doses repeatedly to wipe out people's perceptions and then you could reimplant what you wanted. But in fact, it didn't work. It was kind of pointless. And it created a lot of unpleasant effects, because they were giving it to people without telling them. So they were giving it to CIA operatives and seeing what happened when they suddenly became very, very strange. And a lot of the bad trips that people talk about with LSD were caused by people having it given to them without them knowing. I mean, what an atrocious thing to do.
When I was in the army, they told us that LSD had been weaponized back in the 50s or something as a gas. So, and it was tasteless and odorless and didn't have any color. So you could pass through it and then hours later you'd be in a ditch thinking you were a bug. And considering that the set and setting in war is not the best.
Yeah, whether you can vaporize it or not, I do not know. You might possibly be able to have some kind of... I suppose you might suspend it in steam or something, like an inhalation. I don't know about that. But certainly, I think fighting a war when you're taking LSD might be quite difficult. Although, you know, let's go... But, you know, it's not impossible. I mean, you know, it's going back to your ancestors, the Vikings. Now, the Vikings, when they used to have the berserker. You call it berserker, berserk?
Yes.
And my understanding is that when they came to the shores of Britain, they drink a lot of mead, or beer, and they take their mushrooms, and they go into this berserker state where they would then be sort of supernaturally strong and very, very immune to suffering. You know, they would just go become very extreme warriors. So I think, again, it depends on whether you're doing it intentionally or whether it's being forced on you.
Well, now your research into depression, by the way, this magic mushroom study sounds like one of the most fun studies to be a participant in ever.
Well, yes and no, because depressed people don't necessarily get the same positive. What was interesting is that some of them did enjoy it, but some of them didn't. Some of them found it was actually, they were put back into a state under the trip where they confronted memories they'd suppressed, which were not pleasant memories, but they were able to deal with them, and that's many of them. Some of them said that was the benefit, that even though it wasn't fun while they did it, they were able for the first time to deal with that problem. One man said, for the first time, I could actually say to my father what a horrible man he was. I've never had the courage to do that. So in that trip, he was able to realize his father was horrible and kind of deal with that. And then he felt a lot better afterwards.
Tack för att du lyssnar på Dekonstruktiv kritik. Jag är Aron Flam. Vill du stötta Dekonstruktiv kritiks arbete, och det vill du, så kan du göra det på patreon.com/aronflam. Patreon.com/aronflam är ett ord. Via PayPal med Bitcoin eller på Swish 0768 943737. 0768 943737. Du kan och bör också köpa boken Det här är en svensk tiger och boken Älskade public service, som jag skrivit tillsammans med Jens Ganman. Till nästa lucka, det vill säga imorgon, ha en god tidsenhet.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.